Hey, welcome to the On Air Coach podcast, presented by Nails Mahoney and Tracy Lee. It's available on iTunes and wherever you get your podcast. So, podcast number 5. Coming up, transition. How do you handle going from one format presentation to another? Soft AC to hard rock. We were guests on American media podcast Brandwidth On Demand with Kipper McGee and David Martin. Social media and radio, how to make it work. Will radio exist in the future? We put our friend Jeff Woods, the rock legend, on the spot with 3 questions for Boom TV. And how you could win your own radio show. A year subscription with voicetrackerhub.com, plus coaching from the coaches. Okay, let's do this. Apologies for the coughs and sputters. The flu finally caught up with us this week. Part of being a coach is helping whatever challenges show up.
There was a guy who was in touch with us during the week. We were coaching him, and he got a job on a soft AC station. You know, not a love songs, but it was sort of kind of softish, wasn't it? Toto and all this and kind of.
Yeah, it was more laid back than what he was used to.
Anyway. I Believe I Can Fly, that kind of stuff, right? And he's gone from a CHR, a real kind of, you know, never let the music go dead from underneath you. And he was trying to figure out, how do I go from this really high-powered, high-energy format to a, hey, how's everybody doing out there kind of format? That's a great question, because we've done
that.
Yeah,
I've done that before.
I've worked in loads of different formats, from country to rock to CHR.
A lot of practice.
Yeah, first thing to do, oh, by the way, we'll probably be coughing a little bit during this, so, you know, that's the flu still hanging around. It takes practice, but what that'll also do for you, right? The practice will get you experience at changing who you are. We always talk about you need to know who you are in order to be on the radio, right? You need to find out who you are. And what you're doing when you change formats like this is you're not changing who you are, but you're just tapping into another aspect of who you are. You liken it to something else.
You're keeping your same personality. It's just like if you walk into a room full of over 35s. Okay, and then you walk into a room full of
under 35s.
under sixes. Oh, yeah. How are you going to approach? You're going to be the same person, but you're going to treat them a little bit different. Your presentation is going to be different.
Yes, obviously.
Exactly, it's the same person.
And they hired
you, but you've got to soften it. You've got to, you know, customize it.
They hired you as well, right?
Tailor it. Like that word.
You got to tailor it. They've hired you. Here's the other thing as well about it. One of the things I remember doing when I switched, I used to do a gig, right? When I was swing.
What's your gig, did you?
I used to have a gig back in the day. I was swing on these two stations in the same building. And I'd finish a gig at 6 p.m. on a CHR, oh no, on an oldies. And then I'd run across the corridor and start the evening shift on the CHR station. So you go from oldies to CHR within 5 minutes. And you learn an awful lot about who you are from doing that kind of thing. And you're going to make mistakes with it as well. But the thing is, they hired you to do this job based on what you were as the top 40 CHR jock. That's who they hired. They didn't hire somebody because they thought, hey, he sounds really smooth.
Well, I can beat that.
Go on then, hit me.
Because I used to do a show in the southeast of Ireland.
The sunny southeast.
It was really doing well. It started off with 3 hours of music.
Okay.
Hot AC music, like all the chart music, everything that was, you know, really fast, really pumping, really kind of modern. And then it would slow right down and it would be just kind of late night cruising songs.
The same show.
Just after the news, the same show. So I had to go from that to that.
Oh.
But before I actually went to that radio station, which was, you know, commercial radio station, local radio station playing everything, you know, all different types of ages.
Yeah.
I was in the young people's market, really just playing kind of dance music.
Speaking to the kids.
Up tempo.
Uh-huh.
So I had to completely tone it down. So I can completely relate to that.
You beat me on that one. At least I had 5 minutes to cross over in a corridor.
You
didn't even have to get out of your chair for that one. but here's the deal on it is, the upshot of the whole thing is, number one, you've been hired based on your job and your work on that CHR station. So that's who they've hired. So they like that energy. They like that personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to tailor it as Tracy was saying, it's like talking to 6-year-olds or 35-year-olds with the same message. You got to tailor it to them and to their understanding and what they're looking for. Mm. But that's just, you. And it's like any new show, right? It's going to take a while to bed in. You could go from a regular show or a regular CHR station to another shift in that CHR station.
It's
Middays
just
to drive.
Practice.
Just practice.
It's just practice. Just practice. And in listening to other people who do it too.
And here's the other thing about it, before I shut up on this particular tangent, before we get to the future.
Future looks bright.
Before we get to the future.
How are you going to do a song?
No, I'm not going to do the song. I'm not that predictable, am I? You
knew
I was going to say that.
You knew I was going to say that. You always do the songs.
Here's the thing. You've been hired to do the job. Go. Take the job. Run with it. Own it. Be everything you can be in that job. Give it every link you can. Give it every single part of you. Make your mark. Be something, somebody. Take it and run and fuck the begrudgers and just take everything you can out of that gig and enjoy life. And you make the best out of that gig that you can make out of it because you've been hired. And if you're getting paid for it, people expect things of you. So give them more than they expect. Don't be the guy that sits in there, you know, surfing the internet because, oh, it's 15 minutes before my next link and I've got like 6 songs scheduled and it's blah, blah. No. Don't do that because that is so easy. That is so bloody easy. And you're not doing yourself any favors on time or doing
that. Just learn, just go with it, just do it.
And have fun.
Exactly. Yep. The most important thing, have fun.
We always say that. That's why we're in radio, to have fun.
Look, our ratings are down and the station is being swamped with angry calls and letter bombs. And it's all your fault.
Yes, it is, ma'am.
This is the DJ 3000. It plays CDs automatically and it has 3 distinct varieties of inane chatter.
Hey, how about that weather out there? Whoa, that was the caller from hell. Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Man, that thing's great.
Don't praise the machine.
If you don't get that kid an elephant by tomorrow, the DJ 3000 gets your job.
Looks like those clowns in Congress did it again. What a bunch of clowns.
How's he keep up with the news like that?
I'm from the future.
The future. What will it be like? Will radio survive in the future? Can we predict it better than they did in Back to the Future 2 with their levitating hoverboards and flying cars?
The future. What's the future going to be like for radio?
Because we were having this discussion during the week.
Over a lamp sip.
Over a lamp sip.
It's true.
Usually over a nice...
Oh, cognac and a cigar.
Beer.
Yeah, but anyway, it was over a lamp sip.
It was basically about jobs in the future in general. And instead of what jobs are going to be run by robots, machines, automated, we were saying what jobs are actually going to be run, you know, with people in them anymore. You know, what positions are going to be available for actual people?
Any jobs.
Because everything is just, it's just going crazy. It's just going so fast. Everything's being automated. Everything is robots this and robots that. It's crazy. It really is out of control now. Everywhere I look, every job industry, it's just, there's so many people losing jobs and it's just wiping it.
Well, we're all
completely. I mean, yeah. Radio then. You've got.
Well, we're used to automation and radio and things like that. And yeah. I'm going to cough. See, we're not messing about the flu. We're all used to automation. We're all used to consolidation, all that
and
kind of thing.
And that's gone a long time.
Yes. I lost my first job to automation. I remember losing my first job to automation.
Radiomation, Myriad.
Yeah. And that was in 1993. Yeah. But, okay. You know, so we're going back a little bit there. And that is literally how long this stuff has been going on. So it's not new to us, but some of the new software that they brought in kind of opened our eyes. One of them we know about already, the way Adobe Audition were using voices, right? Voice technology.
Yeah, I mean, we were saying Spotify, okay, can do the music for you and sure. All those systems,
if you want,
you know,
yeah.
Radio Mation can. But the argument I was saying, what will keep radio alive is the personality.
Uh-huh.
Sure, nothing can replace a personality. Robots can't do that. And then he came along and told me something different and I went, oh no. Well, it's back to the drawing board again. So go on.
It's just that it might be different is the only thing. It's how we use it and how it's incorporated. And if the bean counters can realize they might save money with it, then that's when we've got to be careful, right? No, we were just saying, Adobe had this program where they can take some of your, you know, you lay down some voice tracks and they can manipulate it into sentences and make a person, an audible person out of these things. And that's kind of, that came up a couple of years ago and everybody was like, oh shit, that's us, screw them. That's the end of, you know, radio presenters. Didn't happen. So we're like, okay, dodge that bullet.
Yeah, but what was the thing you seen the other day?
I'm getting to it. Take a lamp sip and calm down. The other one is Google Assistant, right? You might have seen this. It was launched this week, Google Assistant. And they had a display of it. What do they call it? A display? Not a display, where they're in front of an audience. And they, presentation. Thank you, Tracy. That's the word I was looking for. You subliminally sent that to me. They had a presentation of Google Assistant. And it was basically the person says, hey, Google Assistant, will you make a hairdresser's appointment for me at 3 o'clock on Tuesday? And that goes into Google Assistant. Google Assistant makes the call, and they played the call. You can find it on YouTube. It's literally, hello, Tracy's Hair Salon. Hi, I'd like to make an appointment for nails, please, on Tuesday at 3 p.m. One moment, please. Unfortunately, we don't have a spot at 3 p.m. How does 2 p.m. suit you? Google Assistant is then thinking. It goes, well, that sounds okay, but we'd rather 3 p.m. or 3:30 if that's possible. The human says, well, we could probably get you in for 3:30. Google Assistant goes, 3:30 sounds great. Thank you so much. And we're like, what?
But it wasn't in like a robot voice. It was actually.
It was a voice.
A voice.
It's a human.
And it was the person that, it was the, I don't know.
And
oh,
it was,
no.
It was also interpreting the other person's words. So if the person at the other end of the call said, can you hang on for a minute? We've just got a fire in the building. Google Assistant probably would have gone, oh my God, yeah, that's fine. Listen, call me back when the fire has been put out. It's that clever. So if that can do that, and it can bring that kind of thing into radio. Mm. So, but we're not all doom and gloom. So we're trying to figure this out.
Yeah, and that's where you come into it. You feeling okay?
Excuse me. One sidebar. We were coaching a guy during the week, and we got so into him because he had the flu. We had to have a shower afterwards. We had to shower. I jumped in after because we were sweating so much. Anyway, that's supposed to be give a shit. Anyway. The question was, is a bit too much information there? Okay. All right. Yes.
Calm down.
Right. Okay. So the question was.
The question was, we want you to
help us. There you go.
Help us with this because we've just been going on and on about it. And we're trying to, you know, if these can come along and do that, then they've got the music sorted. They got the personality sorted.
Seems so.
It's scary.
But have they? Because the one we were talking about earlier, the one that can manipulate your voice, has never really been used, has it? I've never come across a station that's done that. It's still voice tracking. Ask any of the guys that voice track, and they're still getting, you know, the
is anybody using anything like that out there? If anybody knows of anything like that in existence at the moment, send us a link. Let us know about it. We're actually really interested in this.
Just because it's, we always think like 2-3 years in the future, like everybody does. But what about 20 years in the future?
It's going to affect everybody.
Like if you're a 15-year-old kid or 19-year-old or whatever, and you're growing up right now in radio, 20 years, you're only going to be in your 30s, mm-hmm. right? You're still young at it, and you're still in your prime. That's actually probably going to be your prime for a lot of guys and a lot of ladies working in radio. So when your prime comes along, what's it going to be like? What's going to be there? We hope, obviously, like all of us, that it's going to be better than ever and it's going to be thriving. And here's my prediction. Mm-hmm. You want to hear my prediction? Okay, my prediction is all the suits and all the bean counters that are running radio at the moment, I think they're running radio at the moment, they're cutting, they're making cuts, they're hiring, they're firing everybody. I know two guys that I worked with already this week who got fired in the past 7 days. Brilliant broadcasters, right? So I think they're going to save money, which is what they want. They want to save money, obviously. They want the spreadsheets to all look really good. So when the board meetings come along, they're the heroes. And they get lifted out of the building on the, you know, up high and to a hero's welcome. But what will happen is in 10 years, in 15 years, it could take that long, they're going to realize the profits are down. They saved a load of money, but they're not making money now. And they'll do more cuts and more cuts and more cuts. But over the decades, what will happen is they realize these cuts aren't really working. Do you remember when we used to make money? What did we do back then? Oh, we had a full roster of on-air staff for most of the time. We had a breakfast show, middays, afternoon drive, evenings, and overnights. Oh, and that worked? Oh, yeah, we were making a load of money out of that. Maybe we should try that again. I'm thinking it's going to go full circle, but I think it's going to take a lot of time for that to happen.
I don't think there's ever going to be a robot that's going to replace real personality.
Because the human is the listener is a human.
That's experience.
The listener is a human. We are, actually, here's one for you. We had a session with another guy during the week, and we were talking about when you're stressed out and you don't believe in what you're saying, how your vocal muscles contract, right? They go a little tighter. And so your voice goes up a little bit. It goes up a little bit because you're stressed now. Okay, I'm a little bit stressed. Rather than when you're relaxed and your voice goes down and you're nice and charming and everything about the human ear picks up on that. It doesn't consciously
exactly.
say he's stressed, but your unconscious goes, something up with that guy. So the human ear is very good at picking up human traits through
emotion
through the voice. Maybe you damn bastard robots don't have that going for you. Huh? How do you like that?
You could be onto a winner there.
Could be. Mm. Or a complete loser, but I'm backing that horse. I'm putting my money all on that one. But put everything on the future, please. I'll have 100-to-1 on radio for the future, please.
But it's all about not what you say, it's how you say it. It's the emotion that comes
through. It ain't what you do, either. It's the way that you do
it. And it's the listener who picks up everything. Oh. I mean, their pictures are already forming every time you say something. They're getting the pictures of
their
head.
Well, I always say radio.
Theatre of the mind.
Radio. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's about the listener. People say, oh, I don't feel this about radio. It's not about you, mate. It's nothing to do with you. It's about the listener. Screw what you think of it. Look, we always say, you know, when something happens that we think wouldn't happen in radio, we always go, oh, what do I know about radio? That shows what I know. Of course, we don't know anything about radio. None of us. The listener knows everything. So it's not about us. Because the listener, as you say, is so tuned. Because they're a human being just like you are. And if you watch TV, you're so tuned into seeing facial expressions. You may not have ever worked in TV in your life, but you know when someone's telling the truth or someone's a bad actor. Do you ever hear that one? Oh, they're not a very good actor, are they? Oh, acting a bit too much, that one. How do you know? You just tell. The body language is wrong.
That's it.
Something's out of kilter here. It's the same with radio. Listeners know. So that's why my thinking is the radio will survive.
This is the On Air Coach podcast with Tracy Lee and Nails Mahoney. Podcast number 5, and this week we were guests on a podcast ourselves, weren't we, Nails?
Yeah, it's called Brandwidth On Demand by a fellow called Kipper McGee, and Kipper runs it with his friend as well.
David Martin is the guy he runs it with.
It's out of Milwaukee, and it's a big deal as well. Kipper goes into a lot of the diagnostics and what makes radio, what radio is, and he spoke to us because he wanted to get an angle. Actually, do you know what? This is exciting. We were the first non-US guests on the podcast, and there's been some heavy duty guests on that podcast as well, isn't there?
There's been Valerie Geller, there's been Fred Jacobs of Fred Jacobs Media, and Buzz Knight as well.
So we were pretty thrilled to be part of that. If you get a chance, have a listen to the podcast. Brandwidth On Demand is what it's called. It goes all across North America with Kipper McGee. And if you don't know who he is, well then get your finger out, because he's done a few things in the past. He's done a little bit of programming, shall we say.
The book as well, called Brandwidth.
Kipper's been program director in St. Louis, San Diego,
Chicago, Milwaukee.
Yeah. So as you can tell, we're a little bit excited to have been involved in a great podcast like this. So if you get a chance, have a listen to it. Brandwidth On Demand. It's only 15 minutes. It's quarter hour maintenance. You got to love that.
So Kipper talks to media professionals who give their tips and tricks of the trade.
I don't think we gave too many secrets away, did we?
Nah, we give nothing away.
Give nothing away. You're having nothing. You're getting nothing out of us.
Welcome to Brandwidth On Demand, your guide to rebooting radio.
Presenters, we call them silence fillers, because you have your music, you have all the produced content, and our job as presenters
is just filling that gap.
That's all it is.
Now your guides through the metamorphosis. Noted communications second generation broadcaster and media strategist David Martin, and author of the book Brandwidth, media branding coach Kipper McGee.
This time around, Brandwidth On Demand goes international, global in fact, with European coaches Niles Mahoney and Tracy Lee. Each have over 30 years' experience as radio presenters and content creators in Ireland, the UK, Malta, Canada, and Asia.
So guys, let's start with a transatlantic welcome. You're based in Malta, but you've got clients virtually all over the world.
What do you think that American broadcasters can learn from those that are winning in Canada or in Europe, around the world?
We always go back to being happy. Mm-hmm. It's all about being happy. And who's in charge of making you happy? It's usually the CEO.
Exactly. The team leader. If you've got a good team leader, it trickles down and creates a good team.
One of the people I worked for in Canada years back, I asked him, how come nobody ever leaves your radio station? Why is it that everybody stays? And he typical Canadian, had a good think about it, and he wanted to give me the right answer, and I respected him for that. And he got back to me about a few days later, and he said, the reason I think they stay is because you have to love the people you work with. And it was the first time I'd ever heard the word love used in radio. It was always about performance and ratings. It was always about goals and achieving. And I thought about it, and I thought, actually, you know what? That is such a wise thing to say. Because he gave out this vibe that you're important. I love having you here.
Mm-hmm.
And he got that back, and that translated to on air. So what American stations can learn from Europe, it could even be the other way around. I think management in North America is a lot more hands-on with the staff. So I think Europe can learn a lot from North America.
There's a radio station that we're coaching in the north of Ireland at the moment, and the CEO of the station is just fantastic.
He's a sweetheart.
He has such warmth and sincerity. He actually really cares about his staff. And it shows. They're all smiling. They're all doing their shows really well. Their figures are up. And it's all down to him. He just has such a good relationship with his team that it just shines.
It comes back to what we always say. They're happy. And when you're happy, everything seems to click a little better. Just like it does in life. If you're happy in your relationship, it clicks. And if there's a problem, you communicate and you talk about it and you get it out in the open. I think we've probably gone off message a little bit with your question, but that's because we're
thinking. No, not at all. Not at all.
That is always our modus. It's always, are you happy? If you're not happy, let's get you to a place where you are, because everything starts there.
Basically, people come to us for coaching, and what we do is we talk to them as people. We don't give them the skills and the advice straight away. We want to get to know who that person is, because by getting to know who you are, that's when you know what you want in life.
I mean, obviously, you're happy doing this podcast. It's something you love to do. You like talking to people. Well, you had to go through different stages and you had to fall on your face and get up again, whatever life threw at you, in order to get to this point where you're now happy doing this. And if you hadn't had those falls and those setbacks, maybe you wouldn't be doing this right now. So it's all that past, you bring it to today, and where are you right now? And that's what we always do.
And you have to have those downs. To appreciate those ups.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly thinking, Niles Mahoney has a certain ring to it, don't you? David Martin, second generation broadcaster, and Kipper McGee, recovering major market PD and author of the book Brand With. Really nice guys, Kipper and Dave. Thank you so much.
We're off to Ontario.
On our channel Boom TV, we asked our friend, rock legend Jeff Woods, three questions. Tough decision on the last question, Jeff.
Oh, hello, it's Jeff Woods. Whiskey or beer? Well, I do like a nice Jameson every now and again, but I'd rather be a lover than a fighter, so I try to stick to beer, a nice pint of Guinness in the afternoon, evening, or even late morning, depending on your time zone, is always a lovely thing. I hope that answers your questions. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Jeff.
So check out Boom TV on YouTube and on Air Coach for more three questions. Nails and I usually put our podcast bits together from our social media live sessions, which you can regularly see on our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram accounts.
It will survive.
Hi to Ryan out of Texas.
Yeah, and Gary.
Gary, Paul, Goffy, Goff. Hey, Paul, Goffy, Goff.
Hi, thanks, Gary. Gary says, I think that the future is going to be guys that not just talk, but have something to say. Who have fun, and yes, it will go full circle.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Errol Doherty was with it as well. A lot of guys in Northern Ireland and the UK joined us. Say thank you so much. Very much appreciated. You know, the great thing about Facebook Live, the great thing about I love about Facebook Live is...
So he does it 20 times a day.
What?
Really?
Those voices? Yeah. It's years of jacking it up. The reason I love Facebook Live is because sometimes you can have one person watching, right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you can have 100, and it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I love that. I just love that. Unlike radio, where this would be all analysed and taken away for study, And what it does is it takes the pressure off you. If you're on Facebook Live right now, right, and you thought, I need to get 100 people viewing.
Yeah.
You'd find tactics and ways to do it, and you'd be manipulating the audience then.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of just being yourself. And whoever likes you, and whoever wants to listen to you, will listen to you.
But this is really kind of personal. I like this because it's personal. It's just us and you just watching.
Which is what radio was meant to be. But see, we're not doing this for profit, so we have full freedom.
Yeah, exactly.
Full right to do. We can do whatever we like here. We can start doing a dance.
I like the interaction of this, though.
Yeah, I like that too. And that's what radio was as well, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's so,
yeah.
We've always said this, radio is not difficult, but it's really hard to do well. But it's not a difficult concept.
But it's always changing too.
In what way is it always changing?
I mean, now you've got to take your social media and you've got to, you know, go hand in hand with that, with your radio as well, with your show.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but we're running a promotion at the moment called Radio Star. And we said from the start of it, we're looking for a new radio star who's never been on air before. It's all on the website, on aircoach.net.
Wow, some of the talent that we're getting in.
Yeah. But what we said at the start of it was, we're not going to make this our main priority. This is going to be something we do on the side as an enjoyable feature. We're not making money out of it. We just want to enjoy it. So we can still concentrate on what we do. And I think when you talk social media, I think that needs to be something you do on the side if you have a radio gig. You do your show and you do it to the best you can do it, like we were talking earlier on. You don't cheat yourself. And all the social media you can do really well also. But it's not your main thing. If it is, it becomes what you do, and your radio show then becomes what you don't do, and then you start losing your radio show because you've concentrated too much on being an influencer on Instagram, and nobody really likes them.
You did a video about that recently, and it was based on something somebody said about Instagram.
Yeah, I was coaching a guy in Dublin when I was back in Dublin, and I hadn't coached him in a while, and Instagram was air checking, and it was totally crap compared to what he was. I said, "What's happening?" He said, "Oh yeah, I've just been concentrating on my Instagram more these days." Okay, but your radio show really sounds like shit now, mate. Sorry to tell you. Your Insta pics look brilliant. How many more followers have you got on Insta? Oh, 10. Okay. So, you know, what's your priority?
It's the balance as well. It's the balance.
Yeah, and what's your priority?
And I mean, what do you want to be selling on Instagram? What do you want to be selling on Facebook? What do you want to be selling on? You know, do you actually want to be selling your radio show? Or do you want to be selling yourself?
You realize we're getting into the social media.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We could spend an hour on this alone, couldn't we?
Yes. I suppose we should leave that for another day. But anybody got any thoughts on that?
No, I'm really interested if you've heard anybody using automated voice software anywhere in the world, anywhere. I'm really interested in hearing that. That's a good idea. Well done to you. Well done to you.
Thanks for all your feedback on the live sessions and on our podcast. For more info, on aircoach.net. So, you want to give radio a go? Never done it before? No problem. This is your chance to win.
So, Radio Star is up and running. We're looking for a brand new radio talent from all across the world. We've got loads of entries in already. What we're going to do is ask you to email onaircoach@gmail.com. If you know anybody, and this is the thing, right? Remember how hard it is to get into radio? It's not bloody easy. Oh, there's a little helping hand. Now you're on your own. What we have is a job lined up. It's a voice track job for a week.
It's in Fabulous 103 in Patia.
I love the name. I love the name.
I love it, yeah. What a great name for a radio station to start off in.
Fabulous
I'm in
103.
Fabulous 103.
But it's a voice track gig, so the person doesn't have to live in Thailand. It's an English-speaking station. I've done a lot of stuff with them in the past. They're great people. They really are good people, and they look after you. VoiceTrackerHub.com are on as well.
VoiceTrackerHub.com. have given us a year subscription for the person too. So two prizes and we'll
coach the heck out of this person as well.
So if you haven't got a clue how to do this, we'll get you there.
And I know most probably in radio.
You'd be well prepped.
So what I'm asking you is, think back to when you were starting off in radio and thinking to yourself, how do I even make a demo? How do I even get started doing this crap? I really want to do this though. And if this type of thing came along, just be a help. We're not doing it for ego. We're doing it because we want to find somebody.
You probably know somebody out there who's got a really good voice, and they say, you should be in radio. You should be doing this stuff too. If you know anybody out there, maybe a family member or friend, whatever, somebody you know who should be in radio, get on to them and get them involved in this. Tell them to go on to our website, onaircoach.net/radio-star/.
Okay, we're done. Cup of tea and a chocolate biscuit.
We could go on all day because we haven't done this in a while. So it's like, we got so much to say.
Oh, you should have seen me before we went on air. I was like this.
He's raring to go.
Let's just hit play.
Like, come on. Let's just hit play. Good. I just got a bit of eyeshadow.
It's fine. Let's just hit play. All right. I'm going off to have a coughing fit. We will talk to you very soon, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, thanks guys, for listening. Watching.
Yeah. Keep in touch.
Get the lamps up into you now.
Keep in touch with us. Twitter, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. See you guys.
Bye.
This podcast number 5. If you enjoyed this podcast, go on, rate us. Always a pleasure to hear from you and your feedback and suggestions. Get in touch on aircoach.net. On Air Coach podcast with Nails Mahoney and Tracy Lee. Join us for another one soon.